Welcome into a brand new edition of Rock's Comic Conversations. I'm your host, Rock, and I got Beefcake and Braga with me. What's going on, gentlemen?
Yo.
What's up?
What's up? What's the haps on the Pokemon Go?
You know what, man? I've been slacking a little bit. Did go up to Portland, though.
Okay.
Checked out a little bit of Portland, and I would say the convention center, right up there, like main part of town over on the east side of the river.
Love the east side.
Man, it's
over there by Burnside, huh?
Yeah, there's a place with just four of them, just four stops all in a row, and Charmanders all over the place. Just lit. Lit, bro.
Pokemon Go is real.
Yeah, I got nothing on it, man.
Me either, man.
I
defer to Beefcake on all things Pokemon related.
Yep.
I just want to catch them all is all I want to do.
You guys watch that At Midnight show on Comedy Central?
With the Nerdist himself, Chris Hardwick?
Yeah, so they were... He brought up the topic of Pokemon Go, and like he started making fun of it, but he's like, I can't front. Like, I'm playing Pokemon Go right now. Pulls his phone up from under the podium, and he's like, oh my God! And like, actually literally catches a Pikachu, like, while he's recording the show. He's like,
money.
It shows the camera, like, I just caught a Pikachu.
Money.
That was pretty rad.
I'm so jealous because I want to be him, and I want a Pikachu.
Yeah, man.
Damn it!
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, man, Pokemon Go is doing something right because I have seen a lot of hot ladies.
Yeah.
Out and about looking for Pokemon. Like grown as very attractive women with careers, futures. They got a car. They got a bank account. They got a home.
Is he reevaluating your Pokemon Go stance?
I'm thinking very strongly about it.
Hey, it's a nice experience on the iPhone 6S Plus.
Is that correct? That is the current model, at least for the next couple weeks till the 7 drop.
A lot of real estate there, man. That's a lot of real estate for those little mon.
Man.
Yeah, man.
What are we talking about right now? We're talking about using Pokemon to get on bitches.
Pokemon to get pussy.
How is that a
thing? That's what we're talking about, Braga.
That's alliteration. It's got to mean something.
Yeah, right?
You got a point.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, Beef, if you need a wingman, bro, walk me through the steps of downloading the app and everything, and we'll get it popping. We'll go out here. Not only will we catch Pokemon, we'll catch us some ladies.
I'm ready to do that tonight.
He said, let's make that happen.
Gotta catch them all.
I'm not joking right now. Like, we may be doing this for the podcast, but I'm totally 100% serious because it is the best icebreaker.
Laying down that bait.
Yeah.
And they're into it. Like,
so you don't have to bait.
How many Pokemon have you caught? Like, it's the greatest opener.
Yo, girl, can I see that Pokedex?
Oh, shit! Ask about the Pokedex. I don't even know what that means, but that's awesome.
You will.
Let me get in that Pokedex, girl.
What's up, girl? You looking real good right now. What's your Pokemon collection looking like?
Why are you so aggressive?
Man, what I do.
That's how he is all the time.
He just yells at him.
What's up, girl? You looking real pretty as shit.
And now, it's Trailer Talk with Rock.
Yeah, man. New international trailer was released for Star Wars Rogue One, or Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Woo!
He's got a strut.
He's standing up.
That's good.
He's strutting.
He vacated the seat and it stood up. And
woo! Yeah, I was doing the Ric Flair right there for a second.
I was waiting for you to throw the four up.
Oh, the walk.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing the walk and the shake. Old man strength. That looks excellent. More of that, please.
Sure does.
It's pretty good. And like, I'm not even a Star Wars person like that, but even I was like, damn, this looks good.
Yeah, man.
Favorite parts of the trailer? Favorite part?
The bad guy has got me super interested in what's going on with him, because clearly he's a bad guy of you know, somewhat marginal magnitude. But
bad guy not named Vader, you mean, of course.
Yeah. I mean, Darth Vader's the king baddie of them
all. He was revealed at the end, which is awesome also.
But the bad guy, like the general guy that they're talking about in it, looks like he's going to be quite an adversary, and like he's an evil dude, super evil, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of him.
More evil than Palpatine.
Debatable. Like Grand Moff Tarkin, or however you pronounce his name.
GMT, bro.
Yeah, GMT.
I don't play with GMT.
Like, he gets the information, then he still blows up Alderaan.
Donnie Yen as a blind monk Jedi. Holy shit.
Not quite Jedi.
Okay, fair enough.
He's just a force, he's aware of the force, probably force sensitive.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
That good.
My head explodes. I love Donnie Yen, dude.
I don't know that I've seen him in anything before.
You've seen that Ip Man movie?
No.
IP Man, it's on Netflix. So he's like a kung fu movie legend. And the fact that he's in this like makes me so excited about this movie. And the character he is just ridiculously dope.
Well, a lot of cats that I've seen who have spoken about him online have kind of like made comparisons between him and Jet Li, and I don't know how apt of a comparison that is.
Yeah, I mean, he's not quite the level, obviously, and obviously he hasn't.
But could he get there?
I mean, he's essentially the same age as him, so they've been making movies basically the same length.
Really?
Yeah,
he's that old?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jet Li's up there.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Jet Li was up there.
No, Donnie Yen
is
too. Donnie Yen's been around for a while, yeah.
Man.
He's so good, man. And Forrest Whitaker looks sick.
So
in
good,
this. Are
yes.
you kidding me? Forrest Whitaker with hair.
Yeah.
Like, who knew?
That's awesome.
Who knew?
I'm really, really digging what I've seen. Very brief glimpses from Forrest Whitaker's character, who I guess is based on a character from the animated Clone Wars show.
Yeah.
Like, he's somebody that wasn't necessarily in canon before the cartoon. Is that correct?
I wish that I could substantiate this more, but I only saw a YouTube clip that told me that very information. So,
okay.
I wish I had more backstory on it. But Clone Wars is pretty sweet. I mean, for what it is, it's
yeah, I've seen
it's
a little bit of that. It's great.
I got to say, for it being a kid's cartoon, it's actually quite compelling for folks our age to check out every now and then. It's got, like, a deep enough storyline and a deep enough plot to where you kind of get hooked into it a little bit.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the movie Iron Monkey?
I have heard of it, but I have not seen it. No.
Donnie Yen's in that movie.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
I generally don't do kung fu flicks. Yeah. It's not my thing. The only time I've ever watched kung fu movies, really, and don't laugh.
No, please.
But they're when they star DMX. I just said don't laugh.
I told you not to laugh.
Bitch.
That's from The Cradle to the Grave?
Yeah, bro.
Where?
Cradle to the Grave, Exit Wounds, all
exit
of them, man.
Wounds.
The joint Romeo Must Die?
Where are my dogs at?
Y'all don't remember him. He was just
arf,
cameo in Romeo Must Die.
Where are my dogs at? Arf, arf.
Have you met White DMX?
Apparently, he's right across the table.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
Where are my dogs at?
Where are them, bitch?
Where them Rough Riders roll.
Where are my Rough Riders?
Stop!
Stop.
Drop!
Shut them down, open up shop.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Hey, bitch!
Greetings, bitch.
Hello, ladies. I mean, hey, bitch!
Would you like to smoke some crack?
That's his opener, bro.
Maybe that should get cut out of the podcast.
No, we'll leave that in. We'll leave that in. That's a good time right there. But no, honestly.
DMX is going to hear it and come beat you up or something?
Dude, he's yoked, and I'm
he still
not
is.
In shape. So.
He's a dog off the leash.
And he's very much high on cocaine.
All
the
time. That's what makes him so great. Dark Man X.
That's what makes him so great.
Literally, I've not seen any kung fu movies, as terrible as that may be to admit, that have not featured DMX.
Mm, interesting.
I can help you fix that.
Is that right? You got some tips?
I got Blu-rays.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love a good Blu-ray.
I mean, if you want, I can bring some kung fu movie tips like next week or something. We could do that. But
I got to say,
I'll just give you some, not give, but like lend you some Blu-rays.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Hit me to something.
Yeah.
I got to say, the way that the film looks stylistically, very awesome. Like, it just looks different than the other Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I think the darker tone in it and the more realistic tone, like when they're out fighting all the Imperials, when they're out there like hitting that that walker with explosives, and they're out at like unusual places for Star Wars, stuff that we've not seen in the Star Wars universe.
Like a beach, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like a coastline.
And you don't really think of it, but of course the Star Wars universe is filled with things that are similar to what we have on Earth. Mm-hmm. Just like it's not all forest palaces and Death Stars out there. I'm sure there's beaches, nightclubs, all that sort of stuff that in the first, like the prequels, you see as kind of animated just cityscape and stuff like that. They don't really explore the universe, so it's cool to get out and actually see more of what their universe is like.
And is there any kind of particulars that these directors have to stay within when it comes to building these cityscapes and these scenes, things like that, universes?
I think just make them better than the prequels, because they were real.
Yeah, they were very mundane.
Yeah, and limited by the technology.
Absolutely.
To be fair, of the time. But now that you can create something that looks so real on film and have it give it depth and, you know,
textures.
Texture.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to really bolster this movie a lot, because we're in a pretty sweet spot right now for special effects. And I think the eyes are easily fooled these days with you know, computing power where it is.
First trailer hit for the new Batman Arkham VR game from Rocksteady. Love every Arkham game from the Rocksteady family. And I believe I will love this one too. Never did virtual reality before, but this thing kind of has me sold.
You're going to get lost, dude.
It looks like it.
you're going to get lost in the craziness of it.
It seems so insane and so realistic. What are your thoughts, Mr. Braga?
I don't know, man. Like, I play a lot of video games, and I'm really hesitant to get in the whole virtual reality thing.
As am I.
Like, I don't have a PS4, first of all, so that's not going to help. But you have to, like, buy the virtual reality thing that goes with it. And I'm just, like, I just am not sure it's going to catch on. You know, like, I know we got a Batman game, and I've heard of maybe, like, one other game they're making for it, and... Like, I don't know if it's going to get the depth of games that we need it to get to actually be something that's going to stick around for a long time. This Batman game, like, don't get me wrong, like, I love all the Batman games, but I just don't know. Like, part of video games for me is sitting down on my couch with a controller in my hand and, like, a drink next to me or something.
That's why you'll never be able to do Pokemon Go.
Like I wasn't into the Wii Fit stuff. I wasn't into that much. Like the motion controllers, I'm just not into it. Like video games is a specific thing for me. It's sitting down and playing a video game, not standing up and moving around and stuff like that. I'm just not into that. I guess maybe it's not made for people like me. Maybe other people are super interested in it, but I'm not.
I gotta say, if for nothing else, I'm buying this joint just for the VR headset. The way they got it shaped like the cow.
It looks dope.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I just got the Xbox One S, so mm-hmm. I don't even have a PS4 anymore, but I got this joint pre-ordered on Amazon just because I want the VR headset.
Does you wear it around the office?
Hell yeah!
I think if you're gonna do this, and it does look super lit.
Super lit.
Must admit, it looks amazing. The people who have reviewed it and saw it out at, Comic-Con?
Yeah.
They looked quite taken with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
But you get it, you play it, and you get rid of it. Like, unless you're going to collect that thing,
yeah.
You probably get
flip it. Flip it on eBay.
Marathon it, and, yep, flip it on eBay.
Yeah,
so,
man.
So you pass it on to somebody else. Somebody else gets to have the awesome experience. That's
for
a good
cheaper
thing.
Price.
Right, and you get what you need out of it, and then be gone out of my life. Otherwise, it's just going to sit there and just leak money. You know what I mean? Leak value out of it.
You know what I see happening with this? I see Rock buying it, us going over, marathoning it at his house, and then never paying a dime for
Probably
it.
Probably not. Probably not.
Or Rock gets it, and then he's like, yo, man,
you
trying to buy my PS4 and my Batman thing?
Hell yeah, bro. I'll
like,
you in it.
Start with the front line of your friends. Yeah. And then you're like, I was going to put it up on eBay, but I got a special deal just for you.
Just for you.
I was going to put it up for $350. You can have it for...
like two and some change.
Give it to my bros first.
Like
$340.
I feel like that's just a form of respect. It's like, look, I could sell this to a random stranger, but I know y'all are like-minded
people. I love
people.
You guys. That's what it is. Yeah. I just love you guys.
It's the discount, bro.
Thanks for blessing our lives.
I am not going to hit y'all for the full retail that I could get out of it on eBay, bro. F that. I'll hit y'all for like a good 70% of what I could get on eBay, but...
And by 70%, do you mean like 89.999?
Ah, miss me with that, B. Miss me with that.
It's less than 90%.
Bro, work with me. It's
I'm
a
not
deal.
Going 90. I'm not a jerk.
Duh. Did Brock Lesnar just challenge Bill Goldberg to a match in the latest promo for WWE 2K17?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. I think everyone should stand up and applaud Bill Goldberg for being a supporting player in the video game that stars the Beast, the Conqueror, Brock Lesnar.
Hey, Bill, you're next.
Ooh, shots fired. Is this just a promo video, or do y'all think we might potentially see Goldberg back in a WWE ring after, 13 years of absence?
I kind of get the sense that those are the only words like Brock Lesnar can say from watching that video.
Y'all read an article, too, that said Brock Lesnar is an
Brock
asshole.
Brock Lesnar's going, fuck y'all up!
An asshole.
I love Goldberg, by the way.
Goldberg's kind of...
He was so great. He was like...
Kind of money.
He was like, in that era, he's like the most simple... wrestler.
And
like,
he owned it too. Yeah, he said in so many numerous interviews, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, not
was
a character.
Very
at all.
Rarely trained. Like, yeah, it was just me out there trying to lift these guys up and slam them down as quickly as possible and get out.
So he wore like just the black thing, like no character. He just come out and spear people. And
it was just
it.
A tattoo, really?
It was so
spear!
Dope. He did the spear.
Man, and then when JR got to be able to shout that for the couple of times that he wrestled the WWE.
At the mouth.
Oh my God!
Bill Goldberg got him in half!
King!
Got
King.
Him in half!
Goldberg!
All the humanity!
Lord Almighty!
Somebody stop this fight!
Oklahoma Sooners! Slobberknocker.
Okay, so apparently they're talking about they're having like conversations with Goldberg about appearing at SummerSlam this weekend. So apparently they're talking with him about at least doing something. Like, he's not going to wrestle, but talking to Brock Lesnar in a video or something.
And I think the reason that this was so perfectly timed to be dropped today just before SummerSlam hits is I think that it was kind of used as a tool to get more people to at least try out the WWE app to watch SummerSlam, because now maybe people will start to think, if we throw Goldberg's name in this trailer, people will think Goldberg will show up at SummerSlam or some upcoming event, so they'll automatically subscribe to the network. We'll get that $10 ahead and never show them Goldberg. I think that's the way they're going to go.
They put Donald Trump in there.
Have Brock Lesnar go ahead and F5 him, take him to Suplex City.
I feel like if they're going to mention Goldberg, I feel like if they're going to mention him, they have to pay him for the mention, don't they?
Except for they own the rights to the name Goldberg.
All right. So I guess they could just mention it whenever they want, but I feel like it's like a movie. You don't introduce something that doesn't come into the plot later on. So I feel like they're introducing Goldberg for a reason. Like, he's going to do something.
Right? I hope.
He's at least going to be in the video game. So
yeah,
maybe that could just be it.
But. That is a guarantee. He is an unlockable character. I want to say GameStop exclusive, maybe even. Mm. But it's
fucking exclusives.
That's not going to get me to buy the WWE 2K17 game, because the 2K... WWE games have been trashed the entire run that they've tried to put up. Just the mechanics, the motions, the graph, none of it is worth the money they're asking for.
Dick, 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 diggity dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Eat a dick with exclusives, by the way, GameStop. Eat a dick. God,
so,
I hate
man,
that.
You are
GameStop will
that.
Not be sponsoring us.
I hate that stuff so much, man. Like, DLC you can only get from buying it at a specific store. Like, I hate
or
that.
Or until you wait to get the Game of the Year edition and all of them come for free for like $20 on the game.
True.
I did that with almost all the Arkham games.
Yeah. I just don't like it. It's bad business, in my opinion.
Are you going to like it if GameStop starts sponsoring the podcast?
I would love GameStop.
Love it, man.
GameStop exclusives. Get yours now.
All right, so final thoughts. Will Goldberg be, let's just say we'll give him till September the 1st. Will we see Goldberg on WWE TV screens by September 1st? Beef?
He is going to be a MacGuffin. People are going to get the hint of him. Never going to see him.
I like it. What's your tag, Braga?
I think he shows up at SummerSlam this weekend.
I also think he is at the Slam of Summer.
Yeah.
You guys are wrong.
At the very least, if he's not at SummerSlam, sometimes WWE does this nonsense where they get somebody big and they're like, oh, you might show up at the pay-per-view. Never shows. But then the next night on Raw, sort of like what they did with Sting.
Yeah.
Where he's originally supposed to show up, I want to say, at the Royal Rumble, but ends up showing up on Raw the next night.
So people are just pissed off after the thing, and they're like, I'm so pissed off, I'm never going to watch that anymore. Monday rolls around.
Damn it, I got to watch Raw.
Oh, it's time for Raw.
Real quick, though, WWE did take that little trailer down. The only place you can find it right now is on Brock Lesnar's Twitter page.
Yeah.
And so that they leaked it, took it away to act like something's not going to happen, and then it's actually going to happen.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the WWE knows how to play mental warfare.
They know what they're doing.
I congratulate you, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
No, man, that's Triple H. He's orchestrating all that.
You think?
The cerebral assassin. The cerebral. Those headphones are done, dude. Those headphones are done.
Oh, it's nice
knowing you. Yeah. Cerebral assassin.
Rest in peace, Rock's headphones from that flail.
Man.
They gone.
That was well played, Beef. Well played. Let me get my headphones back in this thing. I got to be able to hear what the hell I'm saying.
Hey, put it in there.
Hey, it's in there. It's in there. Wait for it. Hold on, turn to the right. Oh, I can hear again.
Don't push too hard, you don't want to
break. While we wait patiently for the first Power Rangers reboot trailer, we have seen a new look at Elizabeth Banks' Rita Repulsa. How y'all feel about it?
I like an Elizabeth Banks, but I think this movie's going to be trash.
Oh, is that right?
God, no interest in this movie whatsoever.
Is that right?
Yeah, if there's no Tommy the Green Ranger, there's no Green Ranger, and no small dagger weapon that brings out some sort of Godzilla-like Zord. Nope. Sorry. Not interested.
Can't do that.
Nope.
I could not be less interested in this movie.
The costumes really wrecked it for me.
It looks so dumb. Like, the cartoon. The original TV show was kind of dumb. So,
but still good, though. Like, that's our generation.
I don't think it was good. I don't think it was very good.
Stop lying to yourself. You know well you was tuned in every weekday to the Power Rangers.
If I remember right, my brother watched Power Rangers. I did not. I remember it being a thing, and I remember just not being into it at all. And
really?
I'm not into this at all either.
I'm super into the Power Rangers, but not necessarily this movie.
So what are they going to try and do with this? Like, they're going to try and make it like a serious movie?
Yes.
Like, they're going to Christopher Nolan the fucking Power Rangers? What are you
doing? Well, Dean Israelite, the dude that's directing this, he did a really, really awesome movie about time travel a couple years back. I cannot remember for the life of me what it's called right now.
Is it Looper?
No, I wish it was Looper.
I like Looper.
Can't remember. I'm going to Google for it while I talk to y'all about it.
Fuck it.
But
we
the
can
dude,
edit it.
The dude was super, super good.
I like Looper, though.
Dean Israelite. Let's
Looper
see what he did here. It's a movie that went under a lot of people's radar. Project Almanac. There it is.
Oh.
Project
yeah,
Almanac.
I heard about
yeah.
That.
It's a tremendous movie.
All right.
Two thumbs way up. Original idea, but a very unoriginal concept. You know what I mean? Like, time travel is all throughout this movie, but the way that they did it, super interesting.
Huh.
And it's worth watching. Dean Israelite did that. So when I found out he was going to be the director of the new Power Rangers movie, I was like, all right, cool. I can work with that.
Do you think that the rekindling of this like Power Ranger movie in a serious light is due to that like dark trailer that came out a couple of months ago?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel that spurred the studios wanting to get this, because this has been in talks and development, rebooting the Power Rangers movie universe, since at least like 2004, 2005. I remember hearing rumblings about people wanting to do this movie.
Because like I said, if there's not a Green Ranger, I'm going to be a butthurt super fan guy or a butthurt, you know, internet fan. But if the trailers look good, if they come out and they look like something that I'm interested in, I could easily pull the 180 on this thing.
I'm very blown away, though, that the only kind of star power that they've got are for two of the characters you're probably going to see the least. And that's Elizabeth Banks being Rita Repulsa and Bryan Cranston being Zordon.
What is Bryan Cranston doing?
Bro, because he's originally worked on the Power Ranger series we grew up on. That's why Billy Cranston, Blue Ranger, he's named after Bryan Cranston. That's an homage that the writers gave for Bryan Cranston. That's why he so quickly jumped on this.
Bro,
he was asked one time, yeah, I got you, no problem.
Are you fucking serious?
That's serious.
He worked on the original Power Ranger show.
Bryan Cranston.
Yes, Bryan Cranston. He did voices for a lot of the villains on the original Power Ranger series.
That's awesome.
Dude, I'm
blown away, right?
My mind
Tim
is
Wattly.
Blown right now.
Yeah. Tim Wattly.
Tim
Walter
Wattly.
White.
You go Tim Wattly first.
Dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Man. Science, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. White, bitch.
Those Power Ranger suits look a little bit like the Flash costume.
Can't
don't
stand
they?
It. Don't they? Cannot stand it.
Don't they look a little bit like the new Flash?
It looked like the Flash suit had sex with an Iron Man suit,
yeah.
And out came that. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's...
This is what I'm saying. Like, we haven't seen that much from this movie, and most of it looks terrible.
Yes, and that's what worries me, because Dean Israelite, I got a ton of faith in. But, bro, when you've got no star power on the cast, and I get you want to make stars with this movie, not necessarily just pick somebody who's struggling already to maintain some kind of consistent movie roles in Hollywood like they do with some of the other comic book franchises. But, man, what are you trying to do here?
To be fair, you are going to see them just helmeted up for a good portion of it. You know, they're just going to be people in costumes. So.
I think if the action is done well and there's not a whole lot of that corny love stuff that they so often do in these types of movies, I think we might be in for a treat. But the suits really need work. Again, I'll save reservation on the suits until we actually see them on screen, because how many times has that happened? What's his name? Apocalypse from X-Men.
Yeah.
Everybody absolutely hated that when we first started getting those looks in Entertainment Weekly and whatnot. They're like, why? This looks absolutely nothing like Apocalypse from the comics. Then
looks
they
like,
see the movie.
Looked like Grimace.
Yeah, and he actually looked like a Power Rangers villain in those original images. He looked like, what's that? Ivan Ooze.
Yeah, yeah.
But then people saw the movie and they're like, you know what? Actually, this works a lot better than we thought. Oscar Isaac is pulling this off.
Let's put a gargoyle in some gold armor and call him a bad guy.
That's exactly.
What are you even doing here, bro? Please, just leave your gold armor at the door and go away. God, I'm tired of fighting you and your wax sword. Is that thing even sharp?
So needless to say, neither you two gentlemen were moved by this revelation, this new image of Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa.
Elizabeth Banks gives me some hope. Bryan Cranston gives me some hope. And like I said, I'm open to the idea of this movie being good, but proof. The proof is in the initial shots, in, you know, however they can spin it for me to I want to like this movie. So if it can be done, I would appreciate it if they did a good movie. Thank you very much.
If this movie's even halfway decent, I'm going to be shocked. Completely shocked. I think this is Cranston and Banks doing a money flick. They're getting paid a whole bunch of money to do it. They're going to go buy a house now, and then they're just going to forget they ever did it.
Counterpoint. Yeah. Bryan Cranston already had that because he just put out a movie where he turns into a cat.
No, wasn't that Kevin Spacey?
Oh, damn it!
But you were kind of close because he did do Godzilla.
Okay. Yeah.
So your point was kind of close.
Are they doing a sequel to that too?
Unfortunately.
All right.
Let them fight.
The title of the Kevin Smith directed episode of Supergirl has been revealed. It's called Supergirl Lives. It's kind of, in my opinion, an homage, I would think, to the script he wrote 20 or so years ago, Superman Lives. The movie that never got made, The Death of Superman Lives, What Happens. Great documentary if you guys haven't seen it yet.
The Nicolas Cage Superman movie?
Yeah. And Nicolas Cage, actually, when you watch it, I know you guys have probably seen the pictures that have been floating around on the internet
for
years.
Speaking of suits.
But when you actually see him in that suit moving around in the test footage and everything they show in that documentary, it's like, actually, I could believe him being Superman. I never thought I would be able to.
If you, like, take off Nick Cage's head and put somebody else's head on it, it kind of looks like Superman.
Even with the hair, because... this movie was very influenced by the black suit Superman, the mullet Superman, the Superman from the Death and Return of Superman. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the vibe I got from the footage that they show in that documentary. And I bought into it.
You think we'll ever get the electric Superman?
I hope not. You're talking about the blue and red joints.
Yeah. He's just lightning.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a blue one and a red, like they literally, I believe, were called just Blue Superman and Red Superman.
There was a red one too?
Yeah. I remember when that happened. This was right around the Death and Return of Superman.
Yeah.
Around that era. And as soon as those books came out, I stopped buying Superman books.
Yeah.
That's put the nail in the coffin for me, and I became full-fledged nothing but Batman in the family. No offense, Puffy.
Maybe we should be thanking Electric Superman.
Right.
Because Batman, so legit.
I mean, Superman, the books were great for a minute, especially when you guys killed him. And then you had these replacement super, like, that whole storyline I was very much into. But then I saw the blue and red Superman and was like, you know, I'm good. I'm done here.
We're going to need blue and red together, not separate.
Correct. This ain't Bloods and Crips, cuh.
So, Kevin Smith makes me happy. I really love Kevin Smith. I'm still very much a maybe on Supergirl. Like, it's going to take quite a bit for me to ever get into that show, I think. You know what it's going to take? It's going to take like a couple of appearances on Flash and on Arrow, and I'm going to have to be convinced that she is not a one-dimensional stupid character, and then maybe I'll watch the show. Even if Kevin Smith is directing episodes, which he did a great Flash episode, so it's possible that this could be good. But by the way, like, and I know we're probably going to get to this, but like the musical episode they announced that they're going to like do a crossover was, God damn it.
I hope that is just a rumor.
Whatever, man. The Buffy musical was insane.
And that kind of gives me a bit of pause. Like, if we could see Joss Whedon directing a Flash Supergirl musical crossover, as corny and dumb of an idea as that sounds, I'm afraid to say it, but I would tune in.
It's like jumping the shark.
Jumping the shark.
So classically American.
Something tells me that'll be May Sweeps Week episode of The Flash and or Supergirl.
Boy, is there anything more CW than that, too, by the way, doing a musical episode?
Only if Grant Gustin was shirtless the entire time.
God damn it. No, they'll bring in Stephen Amell to just,
just to
stand there.
Crunches and pull-ups and all in the background.
Felicity.
God, fuck Felicity and anybody that love her.
Felicity, what are you doing here? Followed by just kill me now, dude.
And then Diggle runs in. What did you do to Oliver? Felicity, no.
How could you? Didn't you know he loved you? We're all family here.
Oh my God.
We gotta stick together.
Team Arrow. Oh, FML. So, needless to say, it doesn't sound like a whole lot of optimism about a Supergirl Flash musical crossover.
Supergirl needs a bestie, bro.
Right? Felicity. They need bays, bro.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
That's what they need to do. They need to do like a crossover show with Felicity and Supergirl and just have them do a show and not be any part of Arrow or Flash.
Just relegate them to a chicks only island.
Go do your show. I don't want to watch you anyways.
That would actually be kind of deep if like Supergirl was there and not like not in a Supergirl capacity. It just happened to be Supergirl as the character that she's talking about. And then you see just like little hints.
That's money.
Of Supergirl in the Felicity, you know, hypothetical show that is not even existing anymore at all. For good reason.
Wait, which Felicity show are we talking about here? Are we talking about the original one from like back in the day?
I think he's talking about Carrie Russell.
Yeah, I'm talking about Carrie Russell.
I'm talking about Felicity from Arrow.
Yeah.
No, man.
Different Felicity.
Never that.
Oh, we can bring Carrie Russell into anything, dude.
Yeah, especially after she got super hot when she did The Americans. She was mad ugly when she was on Felicity, but then she did The Americans. And like, I would do so many things with you, girl.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it would be so deep.
But you got to yell at her, though.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Felicity.
Hey, Felicity, girl. Hey, what's up? Looking real good right now. Get over here. Run that number. Run it. Run it. You think I'm playing? Don't look at me.
So aggressive.
That's what you do.
So run fucking
Yeah, man.
I'm triggered right now. Right now I'm triggered.
He yells at her. This is don't look at me.
Do that, bro. Look, I got all my pickup lines from Jay. From Jay's house. Hey, girl. You ever had your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat? What? You trying to try that? Cool. Be right there.
Oh, my God.
Me and Shamu will come over there and take you right.
Right?
Oh, that's...
Come on, lunchbox.
Yeah, bro. My hetero life mate, bro. So he's...
Anyway.
Speaking of jumping the shark, what's the rock going to him conversations?
Look, man, we saw... we saw Henry Cavill's Superman... don the black regeneration suit from the Death and Return of Superman story arc in Justice League. Or should I say, will we see him do it after the Instagram reveal that he gave us?
Yeah, right. Yes. Because that's why we haven't seen anything of Superman yet.
I hope it's with the beard, and I hope it's with the mullet.
Oh, with a beard?
I don't know if they'll do the mullet. They'll probably do the beard.
I hope they do both. I'll take one or the other, but... ultimately, I'd like to see both, especially if we're doing a black suit.
He comes back in the mullet and he's like, oh, sorry, I'm on the other planet. This was cool.
Like, he just doesn't look believable to me with the haircut. It just does not fit his head. The current Clark Kent Superman haircut that we've seen in the last couple of movies. Like, he just does not pull the look of Clark Kent off.
We're dissecting his haircut right now, Rock.
We're going pretty deep.
It's absolutely plausible that we see this in Justice League.
I would love it.
Yes.
It could only make what looks to be an excellent movie a little bit better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's no mystery. He's coming back. That was a foregone conclusion to anybody that stuck around to watch the end of BVS.
Can't have Justice League without Superman.
Be very hard.
Yep.
Now the question is, will he be the Superman from the Death and Return of Superman story arc, or is he going to be the black-suited Superman, the one Darkseid co-opted around 2013-14 or whatever with the New 52?
Hmm.
Where he was kind of evil.
They're kind of basically introducing Darkseid into the world. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm. I don't know.
Was hoping one of you would, at least have a speculation.
It sounds like you just did for us.
All right. I love a good speculation. I'll take the credit for that.
That's your world.
I like the direction it seems like they're going with these. Like, we're talking about the next Batman movie being in Arkham Asylum. That sounds freaking rad. So we're gonna have like established Batman,
but that's to me that Arkham. Movie sounds like what they tried to do with the Green Arrow solo movie years ago, where they threw him in Arkham and had to try to have him fight his way out, and that movie never got made. I would have loved to have seen it,
right?
Just because Green Arrow doesn't typically hang out in Arkham, let alone Gotham. So I would have been curious as to how he ended up there to begin with.
I feel like Geoff Johns overseeing the whole thing is going to make sure that it wouldn't be stupid. Because if Affleck's indeed writing this and setting it in Arkham, Geoff Johns overseeing it and knowing the history of all the characters and what actually happens there and knowing what has to go into that story to make it tie into the rest of the world and all that other stuff, I feel like it's going
to
be good.
And I think with Affleck's just grittier storytelling, like The Town to me is still one of my all-time top 10 favorite movies ever.
Good call.
The Town is so money.
It's really good. Yep.
So if he brings that kind of writing style... to his Batman script, just imagine the tale we're in for.
And it probably lends itself, too, because Arkham is such an established place that video games have gone so many times. What is there, like four?
Five, or I think the VR one makes the fifth one.
Yeah. So there's already a lot to draw from on that, and people are very used to it. They're accustomed to it, so I think it would be something that Batman fans would be happy to see, and it would be comfortable for them to mm-hmm. see, and they would want to see it come alive on film, even though they've already gone through and explored kind of a, you know, video game version of it where, you know, weird stuff is doorways or in weird places like they would never be in an actual installation, like an actual asylum.
A lot of the Gotham TV show is set there too. So yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Everybody knows what Arkham Asylum is at this point.
But they're not. But it's not oversaturated.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's just something that mm-hmm. that is used and is established as much as Gotham is.
Absolutely, man. It's a great backdrop, typically, and it would be a great setting where a lot of a movie would take place, or even a lot of a TV show could take place. Like, if you're going to do Gotham, you could just as easily do a show called Arkham.
Mm. Yeah.
Where you have maybe even Dr. Harleen Quinzel be the head psychiatrist. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like
start to have the patients come in and interact with, like, there's a lot you could do with Arkham.
That's like one of the rumors about what they're going to do is they're going to go back and tell Joker's story and how he got the tattoos.
Yeah, flesh it out more.
How he got, like, how everything kind of happened to him that we saw in Suicide Squad. We could see that in a lot of the Batman movies. So I'm stoked with how the direction they're moving.
Have the roles of Cable and Domino been cast in the upcoming Deadpool sequel? It looks like Kyle Chandler and Mackenzie Davis are being eyed for the roles of Cable and Domino, respectively. What are your thoughts?
Kyle Chandler?
I have no idea who that cat is.
He's in he's in Friday Night Lights. He's like the main dude in Friday Night Lights.
Never seen it.
I got to see both of them. I'm looking right in their stupid eyes.
Do you ever see the movie Super 8? J.J.
Yeah, actually I did.
He's the dad.
Really?
Yeah, that's Kyle Chandler. He doesn't.
I don't know how I feel
Cable?
About it. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Nah, I don't like the sound of that. But I do actually kind of like Mackenzie Davis being cast as Domino.
Sure.
Kyle Chandler not going to be Cable.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That'd be utterly ridiculous.
He couldn't be more wrong for Cable.
Yeah, very much so.
So I don't know. Where'd that rumor came from?
The rumor, I cannot recall off the top of my head. I want to say Deadline, but I could be wrong. I know Comic Book Movie picked it up, and of course Boss Logic went and worked up the graphic for it of what we could potentially be seeing.
I just don't see it at all.
Nah.
At all.
I really don't. Now that I know who it is, it's like, really, bro?
Yeah.
But the Mackenzie chick, I see her in Halt and Catch Fire, and I never got the vibe like, she's a future action star.
Yeah, she's
like she's not a damsel in distress or anything like that. Yeah. She seems like a very independent woman. She's hot. She's got the body to be an action star, but did not know that physically she'd be capable of pulling off a role.
Yeah,
like
Brie Larson's kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel, right? Like you just don't look at them and think, oh, they're going to be like a superhero or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Good point.
But they very well could be. That, you know,
ScarJo, perfect example.
Yeah,
when she
true.
First started doing movies, never would have foresaw a career or a future in her being an action star, but she is so effing good in Lucy. And she is phenomenal as Black Widow. I cannot wait to see a Black Widow solo movie.
What do you think about this little mock-up deal?
For who? Domino?
Yeah,
or
for Domino.
Yeah, I thought she looked great. That's what helps me feel a little bit more comfortable about her being cast, because she legit could pull off the look of Domino. She looks like she's ripped right off the pages.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I don't know. Kyle Chandler seems like a pass for me.
Yeah,
just do the guy from Avatar, like
the guy from Avatar,
about.
Right? Yeah, he looks exactly like him,
and he wants to. Hasn't he taken to Twitter to say like, "Hey, if you guys need somebody, I'm here." Yeah.
Is it like it's just too easy? So they're like, "Okay, we actually have to do our phony baloney jobs here and actually go cast or like actually go do some interviews or something."
I would hope that's not the reasoning, because sometimes the most obvious fit is the perfect fit. It's obvious for a reason. Prime example. A lot of cats, I don't know if you ever read Wizard Magazine back in the day, but they used to do the Hollywood fan castings. And I remember back in like 93, 94, when they cast Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. And they did the side-by-side pictures, and I was like, oh my God, that'd be perfect.
Do that.
Never would I have ever thought 15 years later we'd be seeing Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man / Tony Stark.
Out there floating the trial balloon, man. Putting that out into the ether, and then it just starts proliferating.
Yeah, and this was long before those terrible Batman and Robin movies that Schumacher fucked up.
Hey. What a piece of shit he is. Seriously, because Tim Burton said,
"Let's make a big toy commercial for 2 hours, and then make a sequel to sell Burger King Happy Meal toys." Yeah,
fucking
Schumacher.
Fucking Tim Burton set the the fucking groundwork for some kick-ass Batman stuff, and then he just comes in and... You said it. You said it. Made toy commercials.
Yeah.
What a jackass.
Very, very long toy commercials.
I hope he knows he's a jackass. I hope people like come up to him on the street every day and say, dude, you're a jackass for those Batman
He finkled
movies.
It, dude. He finkled it.
But
wide right.
He did give me my first visual glimpse of Alicia Silverstone's nipples, thanks to the Batgirl suit.
Very good. Very good.
So he did give me something. Is Wonder Woman really going to be a shit show? Director Patty Jenkins says no.
Really? The director says it's not going to be a shit show.
This all basically came from a rumor of a disgruntled WB employee who decided to air out the cast and the direction of Wonder Woman and basically said, if y'all thought BVS was bad and Suicide Squad was bad, somebody must not have told Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins, because this is going to be the same type of shit show. More or less is what he was saying.
Well, like, what did I say last week? I am concerned, or it might have been a couple weeks ago. I'm actually concerned about this movie because, like, the trailer we saw doesn't look like the Wonder Woman the way Wonder Woman's supposed to be. Like, she almost looks reliant on male characters. She looks kind of soft. Like, she's supposed to be, like, a leader and a vocal leader and a badass chick and essentially a feminist without saying she's a feminist. And she looks kind of weak. Like, she kind of looks weak in the trailer. So, like, I know trailers are trailers, so I'm not really sure, but I'm excited. I'm going to see the movie, obviously. I'm excited for it, but I don't know. I think there's something to it. You know what I mean? Usually when, like, something like this comes out, it's obviously the employee's pissed off, so he wants to get back.
If he's even a real employee, let's be clear.
Usually when there's smoke, there's fire. So there's probably something to it.
And the director, Patty Jenkins, just coming out doing damage control?
Yeah, she's a director. Of course she's not going to say it sucks.
Also, counterpoint on this one. If somebody comes out and they are disgruntled, like you said,
right?
We are living in a world where the Ghostbusters movie just was torpedoed into literally there will not be another there will not be a sequel.
Yeah.
Might have killed the series, yeah.
Because people reviewed it so harshly to start with, and that hit it at the box office, which torpedoed it into oblivion, basically. So that kind of rumor can do damage if left unchecked. That could be, in and of itself, a reason just to throw it out there. Like, if you're pissed off, you're like, well, I'm going to burn this place down and I'm going to start with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Then that's certainly a way to do it. If it picks up steam and gets out of control, they're going to start hemorrhaging money, and that will be his ultimate revenge.
And people are already on the side of wanting to not like this because of the way they reacted to Suicide Squad and Batman versus Superman. So they're already going into it knowing that, hey, we already reviewed these other two movies crappily. So I guess, you know, we're going into it knowing this. It's probably going to be crappy, I guess.
I guess we'll find out in 2017 when Wonder Woman hits theaters. Yeah. Our Nick Pizzolatto, the creator of True Detective, and RDJ, Robert Downey Jr., teaming up for a new TV series. Sounds like it's a possibility.
If it is, I'm subscribing right now.
Taking your money?
Yep.
Do you guys like True Detective Season 2?
No. Who liked True Detective Season 2? Nobody.
I didn't hate it.
Didn't even see it.
Really?
So the first one is obviously one of the best, like, miniseries in the history of television.
Absolutely.
And the thing about doing, like, serialized crime dramas the way they're doing it and, like, completely changing out the characters and blah, 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 is that people knew they loved the first season and were looking for essentially the same thing in the second season. And it's a completely different story. It's a completely different characters. And so it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be as good because, again, season one is, like, one of the best seasons of TV ever for any show. And so, like, I feel like people kind of overreacted a little bit. I think it's a decent show.
The problem with season two, and this is just my opinion.
Sure.
They fucked up the formula. The reason why season one was so great, you had two people you focused on.
Right.
Season two, there's what, seven? There's a ton of people. There's Colin Farrell. There's that one chick.
There's the three. There's, like, Rachel McAdams, Colin Farrell, and then the dude from Friday Night Lights. I forget his name.
And then there's the couple other minor characters who are still very much so heavily featured throughout.
The guy who played Gambit. What's his name? I forget.
Kyle Chandler. The dude you're talking about from the X-Men Origins movie.
I can't remember
that dude's name, but
forget it.
Tyler, Taylor, something
very,
or other.
Very memorable, apparently.
It sounds like there's general consensus. Right. Robert Downey Jr. and Nick Pizzolatto working together
on
TV.
On board.
Power couple.
Love it.
So this is apparently like a TV or a movie that RDJ was trying to get made.
Correct.
Like a Perry Mason reboot or something, and then it's they're just going to make it into a TV show.
It's going to be...
The WB soured on it as a movie, so...
Yeah, it's going to be a very awesome-sounding legal drama. And it's
featuring Kerry Russell.
Dude, come on, RDJ and Kerry Russell.
Not happening.
Straight out of the 80s, bruh.
I'm cool with that, man. Last thing we're going to jump into before we talk about the pull list this week. Will we be seeing Tony Stark in Doctor Strange? There was rumors that they had wrapped filming in Doctor Strange back in April, but then there was the rumors over the summer that beginning of August they were going to do some quick reshoots and whatnot. Somebody on Twitter said that they had just seen Robert Downey Jr. show up to the set. What do you think? Just somebody out there spouting off on Twitter, or is there some legitimacy?
Robert Downey Jr. highly, highly involved in the Marvel movies. Yeah. So it's not out of the question that he would be there checking up on things. He's an executive producer on a lot of stuff.
So you're thinking maybe he could have been there for more of a business end as opposed to an actual role.
Yeah, but that does not mean that I don't want to see him there. I mean, yes, yes, please, Iron Man in the movie, yes.
I think he's going to... He was at the end of the Hulk movie. He was in the Spider-Man movie in his living room. He is the guy who recruits people for the Avengers, essentially.
Correct.
So he's going to go meet with Benedict Cumberbatch at the end of the movie and say, hey, you should... Come on, dog. Cool magic powers. You want to come do some stuff? His line, exactly, in the movie.
You might be onto something there because we know Tony Stark is very pro-science, the science bros.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, very much mystical, magical. Those two things don't necessarily jive together, science and magic. So that right there could be something they set up in a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Maybe a little tension between the two, like, hey, I appreciate what you're doing, but... All this voodoo you got going on, I'm not with that.
Something has to bridge together the mystical space world with the rest of them that's already been established. So like Guardians of the Galaxy and Doctor Strange have to be introduced into this world somehow. I know they could do some of that in Captain Marvel, but I know Captain Marvel is even going to be like kind of a side player coming up here too. So I'm not sure, like, I don't even think they have plans for like a solo movie with her, do they?
It does not sound like it at this time.
So I mean, something's going to have to tie all those together. And they're choosing to use Tony Stark and Iron Man as that character in the MCU. And so I could easily see that happening here, too.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, gentlemen. Beefcake, how can they find you?
On Twitter and Instagram at Beefcake Rocks.
Braga.
You can, like, find me in the streets. I'm the redheaded dude walking around.
So much street cred.
The ginger out here on these streets.
Not as much as Rock, though. Rock's out there yelling at people.
Love it! Let's jump into the pull list. What is on my pull list this week? August the 17th, new comic book day. First up, Superman number 5, man. If you're not reading the new Superman Rebirth books, you are tripping. This has got some of the most insane art that I've seen in a Superman book in quite some time. Like, this series is really, really well drawn. A lot of good pencils. Inking is beautiful. And that book is in stores today. Suicide Squad number 1. Previously, we got the Suicide Squad Rebirth one-shot. Now we get Suicide Squad number 1, and it's awesome. I absolutely love that we are seeing the Suicide Squad from the movies in the comic now. The fully assembled squad, if you will. Nightwing number 3 is new in stores today for new comic book day. I gotta say, Dick Grayson, man, it's awesome to see him back in the Nightwing suit. I was really kind of into the Dick Grayson New 52 books, but I'm so glad that he's back to being Nightwing. Also out today for new comic book day, we've got Justice League number 3, Harley Quinn number 2. I believe Harley Quinn number 1 is already on its second printing. Like, that book was a guaranteed lock to sell out, especially with it being timed for the release of Suicide Squad. If it's one takeaway from that movie that a lot of people have mentioned, it's Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. Let's just keep it 100, man. But again, just great art, great story. Harley Quinn number 2 out now on new comic book day. Green Arrow number 5. Have you been reading the new Green Arrow line? It's pretty good. Pretty good. I personally like the interactions that they started with in issue 1 between Oliver and Black Canary. I thought that that was a great way to just get right into it in issue 1 and to see that romance continue and blossoming, if you will, between Black Canary and Green Arrow. Out today, Green Arrow number 5. Batman number 5 is also out today. How do you feel about Duke? I really love his addition to the Batman world. At first, issue 1, not really quite sure what to make of him. But I gotta say, Duke is awesome. Still don't know what I think about Gotham and Gotham Girl, though, to be completely honest with you. Aquaman number 5. You got Arthur and Mira right there on the front cover. I believe there's also a couple variants of this issue this week as well. I don't know if you're into variants or not, but I love variants. Anytime I get a book and there's a variant, I got to get both. And if there's multiple variants like there was with All-Star Batman number 1, I'm grabbing all those as well. And that is what's on Rock's pull list. New comic book day, August the 17th, 2016. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook at Rock On Air. That's R-O-C On Air. We'll talk to you later.